everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and gosh, it's September. Oh my goodness, where has the time gone? So we're ready with the Chatterbox Norfolk magazine, and our readers are Kim Cleave, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Lorna Jesty. And they're here to tell you about a female farrier forging ahead, a King's Lynn writer who inspired Jane Austen, a sound 5,000 years in the making, and with all our regular features and contributors, there's lots to hear about. So to start us off, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk magazine.
September is a favourite month. The airless heat of summer days replaced by cooler, fresher air and softer light as the season begins to turn. It is a gentle month. Apart from the wasps, that is. This desiccated summer seems to have brought the stripy-vested terrors out in droves. Now, they have their place in nature's way, I understand that, but by Jove, they can make a nuisance of themselves. We were having a very pleasant lunch in North Norfolk with some friends the other day, when the wasps arrived. Our friends swatted away like mad folk, which made the wasps bother them even more. There's a lesson there somewhere. I did also have one unpleasantly close encounter of the waspy kind when out cycling the other evening. Descending a hill, well, gentle slope, this is Norfolk after all, at a lively pace, a wasp flew into one of the gaps in my crash helmet and lodged there. Clearly vexed, it decided to sting its way out, and by the time I wobbled to a halt, squawking a bit, it had punctured my noggin half a dozen times. The resulting swelling on my forehead lasted a week and made me look like one of those aliens popular on low-budget sci-fi movies. It wasn't quite at the point of making small children scream and horses faint, but it wasn't far off. Wasps aside, I'm looking forward to getting out and about this month. The Open Studios art event, brilliant way to help local artists, appeals, as does Wayland Show, one of those great little country fairs that if you've not been to for quite a few years, is worth a visit. There are also all sorts of heritage open days to enjoy, and you will notice that we have a few pieces looking at our county's fine heritage in the issue this month. Whatever you decide to do, have a superb September. Just a little footnote. We've lost our smallest contributor, Flora the Chicken. It's been fun giving the little birds a voice in print. A bit silly, of course, but life is so terribly serious at the moment. Though there was a point to it, believe it or not. Chickens are great to have, and rescue birds are especially deserving of a bit of TLC. If you are thinking about it, do get in touch with one of the charities who save these girls from the dog food cans. Fresh Start for Hens is where ours came from. They'll reward your care and patience, and who knows? You might even uncover another writer.